Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
So in Acts chapter 1, verse 9, why we pray. At this church, gonna pray, but we're gonna pray intelligently. When we come to pray, we're not gonna pray over here, over there, but we're gonna pray specifically until we see the result. In Acts chapter 1, verse 9, now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up in a cloud, receive him out of their sight. So this we know Jesus is what? Leave the herd. He tells us to what? Pray, because the harvest is what? Plentiful. The laborers are what? Few. All right. Now, he's gone. Let's see what happened. What did we do? Look at verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Let's continue. Let's get this. Who says, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you in heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him. So quit gazing. He tell you to do something. What did he tell us to do? Go where? In all the world, the nation, and what? Win soul. Make disciples. He says, pray, right, to the Lord of the harvest that he will give you what? Laborers to do this soul winning business. So why are you standing gazing now? Get going. Get moving. Get busy. I tell you, we hear this message, but so many times we do nothing about it. Let's see what they do. Then they return to Jerusalem from Mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. All right? Verse 13. They went up to the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of, and Simon the Zealous, and Judas, the son of James. These all continue with what accord? In prayer and supplication with women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brother. So here we know. He says they are to what? Pray. Jesus tells them, I want you to just follow to see what these guys did. Jesus said, tell them to go what? Pray to the Lord of the harvest. We see Jesus lead them. And the first thing they did is what? They went to Jerusalem to do what? To pray. To pray to the Lord of the harvest. They went there to pray to the Lord of the harvest. And they are there praying and praying and praying. Let's look in Acts chapter 2. Verse 1 says, let's read now. And the day of Pentecost had fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. So, Pentecost did not mean a Pentecostal move. That was a feast. It was a celebration. And so on that day, that's called Pentecost Day, they were in Jerusalem like many people who come to Jerusalem for what? The celebration, the Pentecostal celebration, the feast day. They were there. And that day, something happened. Look at verse 2. And suddenly came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. I want to help you this morning. Can I help you this morning? It says, the harvest is truly what? Plentiful. But what is the problem? The laborers are what? Few. I want us to learn. I really want my church to learn. When you learn, I'm happy. So you are to do what? Pray to who? The Lord of the harvest. That he will do what? Send workers, laborers, to go reap the harvest, to win salt. So he leaves. So the disciples now do that. They were up in Jerusalem doing what? Praying to the Lord of the harvest. That's what they were up there doing. And while they were praying, the Lord of the harvest, suddenly, you got to see this, appear. See, we make a whole big time religion out of this thing rather than to see what it is. They were there. Nation was there. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of who? All nations. All nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That was the command. Then he tells them how to do it. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he will send you what? Laborers, so that you can fulfill my commission. So in Acts chapter 1, we saw them now, the disciples in Jerusalem praying, and they're praying doing so. I submit to you. They need power to do it. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will have power to be what? Witness. So here we see in Acts, they pray to the Lord of the harvest. And then, Acts chapter 2 now, go back with me, Acts chapter 2. No emotion, just do what God says, you get the result. Acts chapter 2. And what now? The day of Pentecost, they were in what? One accord, in one place. The one accord means they're in agreement praying to the Lord of the harvest. That's the accord. Because you know, people, when we get together, we all have different opinions. Yeah, 120 people. They're all together, man. And in one accord, they have to believe one thing. They believe this. So they were just praying for souls. The nation, what a great time. Because all these people there. Let me show it to you. I'll go to verse 2. And suddenly, let's read together. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. Look at verse 3. Then there appeared to them divided tongue as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. So here's a fire, and it sat up on each of them. Let's go on a little further. You're going to see. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them. Look at verse 5. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, deserted men from every nation. Jesus has just left. He gone to heaven. He tells them to go make disciples of all what? Nation. And he tells them, in order for you to do it, you have to pray to the Lord of the harvest. Because Jesus is not the Lord of the harvest. You got to go to the Lord of the harvest. So they went to Jerusalem, and they started to pray to the Lord of the harvest. The Lord of the harvest orchestrated that he waited for the day. I opened text this morning. For everything, there is a season. They didn't go on Pentecost Day. They were up there before Pentecost Day. And the Holy Spirit showed up when? On Pentecost Day. Why? Because all nation was there. All nation was there. Just read it, you see it. And the sound came because all nation was there. The multitude came together and were confused because they heard everyone. So watch this. There was a distinction up there. Let me just clear this up. They were in the upper room praying. Pentecost time. The Holy Spirit came. The ones in the upper room who were praying. That's what I want you to say. They prayed for the harvest. The multitude is the harvest. It didn't sit on the multitude head. It was that group, selective group, Solomon, the one who prayed to the Lord of the harvest. And the ones are together, not everybody. This was the group that set aside time to pray. There's a group that was serious with God. This group, the Spirit sat upon their head. And now, go to Acts chapter 1, 8. We're in the school of the Spirit. We want to learn this thing. Me and my wife was talking about this, and I said, it was Pentecostal. No, forget Pentecostal, just the Bible. Because sometimes we confuse the Pentecostal, the Church of God, the people fail. Just let's learn the Word of God, please. Just learn that. Yeah, okay? Just learn this. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you shall receive what? Power when the Holy Spirit comes up on you. And you shall be what? Witnesses.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make a day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.